The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the skies were closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was none of these that Elijah was sent, but one only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So I want to share with you a section of an encyclical written by Pope John Paul II. It's not long. It's about as long as my normal homilies, so not to fear. It's not going to be an hour-long read or anything. But it just talks about the gospel today. So John Paul II wrote, "Before his own townspeople in Nazareth, Christ refers to the words of the prophet Isaiah, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.' These phrases, according to St. Luke, are his first messianic declaration. They are followed by the actions and words known through the gospel. By these actions and words, Christ makes the Father present among men. It is very significant that the people in question are especially the poor, those without means of subsistence, those deprived of their freedom, the blind who cannot see the beauty of creation, those living with broken hearts or suffering from social injustice, and finally, sinners. It is especially for these last that the Messiah becomes a particularly clear sign of God who is love, a sign of the Father. In this visible sign, the people of our own time, just like the people then, can see the Father. Especially through his lifestyle and through his actions, Jesus revealed that love is present in the world in which we live, an effective love, a love that addresses itself to man and embraces everything that makes up his humanity. This love makes itself particularly noticed in contact with suffering, injustice, and poverty, in contact with the whole historical human condition, which in various ways manifests man's limitation and frailty, both physical and moral, It is precisely the mode and sphere in which love manifests itself that in biblical language is called mercy. My brothers and sisters, Christ, the Messiah, our Lord, came to preach the good news, and he asks each of us to go and do likewise. Specifically, to preach the good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.